At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to know what law you would enact. If you were emperor of the world, president of the United States, you were J-Bone in Colorado. Yeah,
the Gov.
That's the Gov. We started calling him J-Bone in the middle of COVID. He was like, hold on, let's leave the liquor stores open. And we were like, here you go, J-Bone.
I see.
There you go.
What's his real name?
Jared Polis.
Not J-Bone at all.
No.
Okay.
Not J-Bone. Anyway, what law would you enact? I have so many. Like, I know Tiak would murder anybody on a bike.
Just for riding one. In your yard,
I think you'd make
the street,
they have to be on the sidewalk or something.
We're on the trail. We have so many beautiful trails.
Okay. We need better laws than that. Yeah.
I've got one. Okay. I got fired up about it.
Okay.
Ooh. If you own a dog, you have to pick up your dog's poop on walks. If not, we're going to DNA test it and we're fining you
$5,000. $5,000? Where's all that money going to and what's it being used for?
I haven't thought that far.
No, it'd be like a poop patrol. So then you could go like, hey, I got, and then they come by
poop
and pick it up.
Patrol.
Yeah, it's like.
Poop patrol.
Yeah. What just happened?
I think that was part of the paw patrol.
I think it was too, but I don't know why you did the hand, like you're on a phone.
I got
like there
really
was a lot
confused.
Going on there. It's like, what? Okay. Yeah.
I have a couple. I would definitely, any pair of sheets that are sold, they need to be marked, which is the top. What's the
that size? Is one you brought up before, and I am going to sign whatever petition you have.
Thank you. It should be required. Why not? It's so easy.
Yeah, some do.
You don't need to do all four. Yeah. It's not cost prohibitive. Just one side says side. That's all I need.
Yeah.
One side says top or bottom. Like that's exactly. Costco does all four sides.
I love that.
It's
just a little tag. Like it's
It's nothing. Just yes. Because you get the whole thing on and you're just so...
You get the measuring tape out and you're like, I don't know.
Yes.
It's kind of square.
Okay.
My other one, scissors should come with a little pair of scissors so you can get the packaging open.
And then how are...
What do you think? I need scissors. What do you think I'm doing here? I need what's in there. How am I going to open this?
But it's a great point, but then they're going to have to package the little scissors.
It'd just be like little, like just kind of...
They should just have like an in case of emergency. They're just hanging on the outside.
Or we could just make scissors not come in that weird packaging.
Yeah, why did they put them in that
packaging? Like give them a pull tab or something.
Yeah, there you go.
See, that's better, I think.
I feel the same way about razor blades.
About what?
Razor blades.
Why are you buying those?
No, like the Gillette.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Have you ever tried to get in one of those? God, Costco's getting a lot of love right now. Like their package of 400. Like you have to get, because you just buy the thing. It's like 3 billion Gillette Mach 3 turbo replacement blades. But it is, you need scissors and small amounts of C4 to get in there. Because it's packaged so hard.
Yes, why?
Why?
I don't know.
I get that you want it to look cool. And then they always have that one, it feels like there's more and then you get it open, there's only one blade in there. Like they lie, they hide stuff behind.
Okay.
That's false advertising. That should be a law as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Before you give yours, we want the phones to start ringing. 303-222-5423. You can also text the same number, 303-222-5423.
I have two. One would be that your wedding, you get as many vacation days as you need for it. And it only happens once in life. So you get like instead of a paternity leave, you get like a matrimony leave. Honestly, guys, just came up with that name right now.
What?
Genius.
What are you talking about?
I'm already nervous about needing to take a time off for the wedding and then the subsequent honeymoon.
We will absolutely replace you in a heartbeat. It'll be like, Eric is married. Bye.
Right. But I should get.
No, you shouldn't. What?
As okay. long as you need?
Not okay.
if you only,
as long as you need might be aggressive, but like paternity
We're
leave is
legislation
like,
here.
We also, need I don't know why specific. I said paternity leave and not maternity leave, which is more important.
So you want matrimony shot. Leave?
I would like matrimony leave.
Yeah, like this is exactly why you don't vote for Erica, because she's gonna get into office and only do crap she needs.
Okay,
I would make a wiener
every
dog.
Single politician.
No, I know that's and why also, we're trying.
I don't need your razors.
Yeah, you do. You shave your legs.
Yeah, but not with that kind of packaging.
You should. You should. My daughter steals all my razors. Pink tax. I would abolish the pink tax. That's my law.
That's a really okay, good idea, and real I can one, support yeah. that.
Great, but I don't support your stupid
okay,
matrimony.
Well, I have another one. I have
oh,
another one.
Yay,
I have another
can't
one.
Wait.
Random dance parties anytime.
Okay. It's law.
Like a siren goes off, and it's like, I guess it's time for random dancing. Kind of pulling it from the Amanda Show back in the day, right? The dancing lobsters.
Oh, yeah.
Bring out the dancing lobsters. Okay.
You may have my vote now.
Thank
I do
you.
Like the Amanda Show.
Yeah, good.
Here's the thing. We're about to get some phone calls, and I just want you to know you. The one law that we will not enact for you is that we're not allowed to play the siren effect on the radio. Because I know that all of you are looking in your rear view right now, wondering, is there a cop behind me, or is it a random dance party about to start?
I like that.
Neither of those things are true. I'm just doing that right here. Okay. Nobody
oh
got shot.
Oh my gosh. You've
okay.
gotta stop.
Okay. If you want to enact a law, if you were emperor of the world, what would your law be? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're making laws today.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. I'm ruler of the universe kind of laws. Somebody texted in a great one.
Oh, this is my favorite. All women are going to rejoice right now. Pockets in dresses and skirts.
Yeah.
That's why I wear those little athletic skirts all the time. They got secret they got pockets weird little... in the shorts.
Oh.
And the pockets in your jeans, maybe you don't want this, should fit a phone. Should fit an iPhone.
Unless it's for style.
Yeah.
I know, but if you, okay, maybe it's just me as like
we're
dad mode.
Making carve outs and stuff. Like, this like, is politics.
Have you ever been walking behind a girl and her phone, like especially at concerts, her phone, like 1/4 inch is in her pocket. And I'm like, you're going to lose your phone, young lady.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
I do also want to read one more text, Slacker. Someone says, what do you mean only what she needs? Who wouldn't want matrimony leave? Oh. Anyway, we should get to the callers.
I need access to the text again. Rick?
Yai.
There ought to be a law. What's yours?
Okay, we should all be deputized on the road. Like, you know, you got bad drivers everywhere. They're driving too slow. They're in and out of lanes. We should be able to pull them over, put them on the side of the highway or, you know, the shoulder, take their keys and throw them.
Oh, just basically
those people
put them in.
They're idiots.
So you want sort of anarchy, road rage style, but only against the dumb drivers.
Yes, we get rid of them. It's a lot better road.
Okay, but who gets to decide that you're not the dumb driver? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd still be looking for
driver.
My keys. For sure.
For sure, Tiak is rethinking his, like...
Slacker
would have
thrown
Yeah.
Right now, I got a guy going 10 miles under the speed limit in front of me, and there's nothing I can do to get around him. It's ridiculous.
Oh, buddy. You're in the thick of it. Well, thank you for the call. I don't know if we're making that one a law or not. Danielle.
Yay.
What's your new law?
Well, I'd like to preface my ideal law by saying I'm tired of hearing how crappy Colorado drivers are, so I'm calling BS.
Okay.
The law that I'd like to enact would be that everyone's driver's license would reflect the state that they originally are from, / the state that they learned to drive in. I want real time data.
So when you get pulled over, it's like, oh, Iowa
Another
guy.
Californian.
Yeah.
Okay, just take it easy, Danielle.
I love that.
Society would crumble.
Do you want it on your license plate or your driver's license?
Oh my gosh, the
license plate.
So,
But then I feel like we'd get into some.
And we can just see. You know? We're just like, there's a California person
but
in front
like
of us.
But I feel like someone would hit my car on purpose.
I would love to register my car in Iowa. It's way cheaper.
No, you still have to pay our stickers. But we just want to know why you suck.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I want life, like live data.
I think real time information on everyone on the road.
I feel like I love this one. Ran off the road. Yeah. Collecting data.
Kathleen.
Yes.
What's your law that you want to enact?
Chewing with your mouth open in public.
Oh, you want to outlaw chewing with your mouth open?
Outlaw it. Which one do I want to? Sorry, I thought you said okay. Enact. Yeah.
We're gonna make it illegal to chew with your mouth open.
So what? You gotta
in
be
public.
Like.
No. What are you doing?
Eating, chewing food.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, somehow it's okay. Lost. Are you a cud chewer? How do you? No. Who's watched
Erica
eat?
Call me a cud chewer. You
have watched
liquor.
Me.
A chewer. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay. So. Okay. What happens if they get caught though? What do we do? Do we like Kanye? Do we wire the
what?
Oh you wire their mouth
shut. Shut.
Maybe like an extra about service that. Fee for the.
Yeah, this is not a terrible idea.
I have no idea.
Okay, I like it. I'm not sure. We got to draw a picture for Erica so she understands before we vote.
I'm just worried that I chew with my mouth open now.
I do, and I there's some things I do. Yeah. It's all right. Bailey.
Yes.
What is the law you'd like us to make?
Well, I had two. The first one I wanted is to have car seats in the car already when you buy them. The other thing is...
Hold on. So if I'm a guy who doesn't have a baby, I got to deal with a car seat in my car?
You can donate it. That's always a good option.
But they come with the car. And then you do what you want.
And then you know that they fit in your car, they work in your car.
Mm-hmm. An added option.
And then the
I got it fully tricked out. Two car seats.
And then the second one is to have a drink coupon after taking your kids to the doctor office. Because I just took both my kids to the doctor's just now, and I need to be sedated after that.
I'm so
okay.
Sorry.
No, that is a tragic moment. Okay, I'm down with one of them, but I'm not down. Because there's how many people have. You don't need a car seat.
It should at least be an option. I like, yeah, like she said, so you know it'll fit and stuff.
They fit in every car. It's the latch.
Clearly, I don't have kids, so I don't know.
Just go to a fire station. They'll put it in for you. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Hot firefighters will get in the back of your car and wrench it.
While you're 9 months pregnant.
No, you do it. Okay. Mike.
Hello.
What, there ought to be a law. What's yours?
I called in before, but every public bathroom should have music, so you'd have to hear the other people taking a shit.
Mike.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.